Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show on podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we have a very special guest with us, Mr. James C. Green. And James is a certified love and emotional intelligence coach, and he is going to be talking to us today about how to find the most important factor in a relationship. And we're going to give you a hint, it is not a tree leather word. So James, welcome to the Mindset Transformation Show. I am excited to be talking to you on this topic because, you know, like me and maybe 100% of our listeners, we want to get love right. So welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So in keeping with the theme of the show, I normally like to start off with a tip of the week that comes directly from Coach Myrna, you know, and I normally like to correlate it to what my guest is going to be talking about. Now, I had a tip of the week for you today, but, you know, I listened to my higher self, and this morning when I woke up, it told me that I should actually do a joke of the week because I thought it was pretty funny when I read it, and I hope that you will too. So here goes. And the joke of the week is called The Secret to a Long Marriage. See, ties right in. A couple was celebrating their golden wedding anniversary. Their domestic tranquility had long been a talk of the town. A local newspaper reporter was inquiring as to the secret of their long and happy marriage. "Well, it dates back to our honeymoon," explained the man. "We visited the Grand Canyon and took a trip down to the bottom of the canyon by pack mule. We hadn't gone too far when my wife's mule stumbled. My wife quietly said, 'That's once.' We proceeded a little further, and the mule stumbled again. Once more, my wife quietly said, 'That's twice.' Hadn't gone a half a mile when the mule stumbled a third time. My wife quietly removed the revolver from her pocket and shot the mule dead. I started to yell at her for her treatment of the mule when she looked at me quietly and said, 'That's once.'" Yeah. Well, this is a joke, but, you know, I've heard everywhere that every man will tell you that the secret to a long and happy marriage is to just do what the wife tells you to do. So what do you think of my joke, James?
I love it. I love it. It's so fitting. And I had heard it once before, and yeah, it's okay. Very fitting to this conversation.
Yeah, very true. All right, so let me tell you a little bit more about James. James is a certified love and emotional intelligence coach. His mission is to teach people, how to love themselves as well as each other. James' specialty is relationship and personal development coaching. So once again, James, I am going to enjoy your conversation today, and hopefully I can learn a few things as well as my audience. So let's dive right in. You know, where we are today is usually a journey, and, you know, in order for us to, you know, for the people that are not seeing us or listening to us to understand our journey and who we are, is I always start off the coaching segment by asking my guests to tell us about their journey to what they do today. So my question is, tell us your journey to becoming a love and emotional intelligence coach, and do you have a personal story attached to why you specialize in this field?
Yes. I absolutely do. Okay.
Okay.
As far as my childhood and things of that nature, my childhood was pretty much the same as anyone else's. But when I started getting to high school, I noticed that people would confide in me about almost anything. And it could be people I knew, strangers. I remember being a young man and waiting in the line at McDonald's, and it looked like a homeless man just kind of came up to me and started striking up a conversation about a situation and about what's going on with him. And I spoke with him for a good 10 minutes or so, and, you know, I tried to give him some uplifting words and things like that, and he kind of left in a better mood. So I thought to myself, I need to be doing this for a living because people seem to open up to me. They seem to confide in me. Now, I didn't quite know what I wanted to do at that time. A lot of times people say that coaches will coach based off of what is closest to their heart. I was a single father for almost 5 years. I have a young son, and that was tough, you know, kind of growing up with a child and trying to do what a lot of single mothers do every day. So my hat off to, you know, single ladies and even single guys out there that are single parents. So having a single, you know, having a child and trying to find a relationship or trying to find someone that looks at you and your son kind of as a package deal, as a lot of people may already know, is very trying. It's very difficult. So I had to learn, first and foremost, I had to make sure that I'm in order myself. I had to make sure that I was giving myself self-love and care and making sure that I know that I am worthy of a good relationship, of someone that will compliment me, not someone that will complete me, because we don't want people to complete us, because that's how you get absorbed in another person. You lose yourself. You want someone, you know, that will compliment you, that will, you know, be strong where you're weak and that sort of thing. So a few years later, I found a wonderful coaching program in based out of Canada, and I got my certification about 6 months later in both love coaching as well as emotional intelligence.
Okay. Awesome. So what I'm gathering from that is that you had an aptitude that you were born with that allowed people to, you didn't have, people, you know, in fact, my very last interview that I had was about open and closed people. So obviously you had no barriers up. You had an open personality and people felt safe, confided in you from a young age. And I love the McDonald's, the line in the McDonald's story, because that is a perfect way to get the message that it wasn't anybody that you knew. It could have been strangers. So a lot of people don't see the signs of what their purpose is and you know, who they're supposed to be, because, you know, it always comes through from, you know, your young age. What is it you're good at? In fact, the girl that I was interviewing, she said that from a young age, she went around touching things because her mom felt that she was blind because she would use her hands to touch everybody. And by age 5, she was massaging people's heads. And she ended up being a massage therapist, and then she grew that into a psychologist and, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, so I'm glad, again, that we are, you know, confirming that our purpose shows us, you know, in ways. So the fact that you notice that and start thinking about a career that would include that is good. And then I also like what you said about being a single father and, you know, for all the single mothers out there. Yeah, you know, when you make a very big mistake when you are not looking at the person that's coming into the relationship as a package deal, and that is where all the problems come in. That you're looking for a relationship for yourself and the person doesn't accept your children or child, and then you have to spend the rest of your life fighting and making peace. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm so glad that you said that, because, you, for anyone listening that is a single father or a single mother, that, yeah, when you go out there looking, it's a package deal. So good job. And then, of course, you winning out your certification, and now you're doing what you're called to do. I want to ask you about the emotional intelligence piece, though. How did that fit in?
Well, it was interesting. During my coaching class, it was part of the coaching package. However, it was something that we could take an additional test for to become certified in. And basically with emotional intelligence, it's the easiest way to describe it would be the things that are not said in a conversation with someone. When you ask, like if you ask your family, how was their trip somewhere? And when they're explaining things, you can hear their voice pick up or maybe their heart rate pick up at certain parts. So that can lead you to believe that, hey, you know, this is a very exciting part of their trip. Or, you know, they may start slowing down in the conversation. Voice may drop an octave or two as they're speaking. This may also let you know that, hey, you know, maybe there was some turmoil there. Maybe it's something that you, you know, may want to probe a little deeper to see if there's something they need to talk about. And couples do this all the time. You know, even with the classic how was your day question, people start talking about their day, and even if they're saying it was fine, I did X, Y, Z, you may notice a pickup or, you know, a higher pitch in certain parts of their day or a slower tone or something like that. And I use that piece with coaching to try to bring out other parts of the conversation. And I stop them for a minute and say, you know, when you talked about your significant other doing X, Y, Z, I noticed that your tone picked up a little bit there. Would you like to kind of elaborate more? It seems like that was kind of an exciting part for you. Or, you know, that your tone kind of went down a little bit. It seems like, you know, there's something more there. Would you like to kind of elaborate on it? So I was very happy and fortunate to try to add this emotional intelligence piece to my coaching practice, because it does help a lot, especially with couples that are apprehensive about coaching altogether. So it's kind of harder to pull information out of them anyway, especially if you have a couples coaching session where they're kind of both tight-lipped and they don't want to say something to aggravate or cause harm to the relationship as it is.
Yeah, that is very good. You know, as you were talking, I remember several, you know, coaching conversations that I would be having. You know, specifically, I just took on a new client, and on our first, you know, our first session, it's all about the past and telling your story. And, you know, we had a really good conversation about, you know, her story. And at the end of it, I said, you know, I'm so proud of you. You have really done so much in your life, and I'm so proud of you. Do you not feel, whatever. And I asked her a question. I'm thinking that she'll come back to me with, yeah, you know, I've done a lot. And then she was just like, you know, very low. And I said, she said a word, but then she didn't sound it. So I picked up on it, and mm-hmm. I says, well, why are you saying it like that? There's no energy behind that. You don't believe that? And then she said to me, well, I feel kind of tense talking about it, and I feel embarrassed talking about it and all that. So and that's exactly what happens in relationships, or, you know, any kind of conversation where, you know, a word we've been thrown around, because I also do family therapy with my teenage girls. And the coach was talking about being vulnerable, you know, allowing people to see your soft belly by saying the things that are hard and you don't want to say. And a lot of times people just say the words, but they don't mean it. So that is very good in any coaching relationship, and especially when it comes to personal relationships like family therapy or couples coaching and things like that. So that is perfect. On the other flip side of emotional intelligence, and which is why I asked you the question, because I thought that you might have been talking about, you know, responsive, because emotional intelligence on the broad form is about, you know, how, you know, are you the type of person that reacts to everything, or you have some emotional intelligence to know that, you know, you don't turn into a raving lunatic as soon as somebody steps on your toes kind of thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely, yes.
Right. Okay. So do you gravitate to that kind of emotional intelligence, or you just basically what you listening and seeing, you know, duality in words?
I do mainly with the duality in words, but I do tend to use the other piece of emotional intelligence, kind of a pick your battles kind of thing, where you can tell if someone is a very reactive person with everything you say, or they're very defensive. So you know that their wall is up. So you have to kind of back down a little bit and, you know, kind of let them say their piece and kind of let them, you know, lower their guard a little bit. Let them know they're not prosecuting, you know, they're not being prosecuted here. Just, we're all trying to help you, and we want you to grow and thrive. And, you know, in order to do that, you have to kind of calm down a little bit.
Great. Perfect. 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 Yes. All very important in, you know, relationships, because they're a lot of work. They don't just happen on their own. You almost got to be like a psychologist in these relationships these days. Perfect, perfect, perfect. I am definitely going to enjoy diving deeper into this conversation. But let us take a quick break right now to hear a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss the second half. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
How would you like to make $3,000 to $7,000 a month from the comfort of your own home? Well, you can at moneyfromhome.info. At moneyfromhome.info, not only can you make money, you can do it with no cold calling, no personal selling, no rejection, no meetings, and no chasing family and friends. Simply refer prospects to your own website, and they do the rest. Moneyfromhome.info will help you build your business. They offer a proven system that's super simple and extremely effective. Moneyfromhome.info have a unique compensation plan that benefits you, so check it out right now. Moneyfromhome.info, and start making money, real money, working from home. Moneyfromhome.info.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are talking with James C. Green, Certified Love and Emotional Intelligence Coach. And in our first segment, we understood from James how his journey into becoming a relationship coach. And, we ended the first session by, you know, touching on emotional intelligence and how that plays a part in a healthy relationship. So in our second segment, we are going to dive a little deeper. And, James, I want to ask you, what problems do you find are the most common in relationships, and how you coach your clients to solve them? So it's a two-part question.
All right. Well, I have to go with kind of the oldies, because those are still kind of the most common issues, trust and communication. Usually 90% of the problems that I see with a lot of clients, couples, or even individuals revolve around those two things. So first off, you have to pull that out of them to realize that there is an issue with trust. Maybe one of the partners has lost the other partner's trust, or there's a lack of communication because of which they can't communicate efficiently to one another, and they feel kind of trapped or even lost in their relationship. So one of the things that I do is I do simple exercises. I even take some of the classes like role reversal, so that way they can kind of see how they sound to the other person. It depends on the couple when I do that kind of thing, because we spoke in the prior segment about being very defensive and things like that. So that's not always an exercise that you can use with everyone. Another thing would be, a lot of times people do better writing things down than they do speaking them verbally. So sometimes I will have them write a letter to one another, which can be read in the next session. So it's one of those comfortable atmospheres, and I'm still kind of moderating the whole thing. And, we listen to them, the letters, and then we kind of discuss them. You know, why do you feel this way? You know, why did you write this particular thing? And it kind of helps them to open up a little bit more to one another and find some of those hidden truths within the relationship to try to, you know, repair the damage and make it a little bit stronger.
Yeah, you're very right. Trust and communication. Wow. You know, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. I know you started off by saying that, you know, it's an oldie, but it's true. And I think that that's going to continue to be the top. You know, you're thinking of that show where the top answers. I don't remember, not right now, but Steve Harvey. But, yeah, trust is going to be on the top answer there. Because, you know, when the trust breaks down, you're right, communication breaks down, and then a whole bunch of other things happen. But, you found that doing some role reversals, that would help with the communication, and writing things down would help with the communication, but how do you handle regaining the trust?
Well, it's first, both couple or both parties involved have to realize that it's not a quick fix. You know, everyone, and we live in this quick fix, instant oatmeal kind of society where we want everything completed like right now. And regaining trust is not something that is just going to happen overnight. It takes a lot of hard work, and both parties have to be willing to put the work in, especially the person whose trust is lost. You see a pattern where if they know that the other partner is working towards regaining that trust, sometimes they realize, oh, I have the power now in this relationship. And it's one of those things where they want to talk about it all the time and dredge it back up to win an argument or dredge it up to get leverage on the other person. And we don't want that as well. So it's one of those things where both people have to understand it takes work, but it's not something that needs to be brought up to win an argument or to win or to gain leverage on the other person, because we still want to have harmony in the relationship. And once we start doing that to one another, the harmony just kind of goes out the window.
Yeah. Well, that is true. So I'm glad you brought that up. That it takes, you know, it takes time to fix the trust. And if you get the communication piece working, then maybe the trust will come back in the end, right? So that's pretty good. All right. So you know, in keeping with what we just talked about there, if you had a magic wand to solve, you know, some common relationship problems, you know, what would you solve?
I thought about this question long and hard, and I really think that I would use the wand to allow people to really love themselves. Again, a huge population of couples, other problems stem from within. They feel like that they're not worthy of love. They feel like that because of their childhood, because of their past, or because of their past relationships, that, you know, they're not going to be good enough for anyone else. So I would, you know, take those people and let them realize that it is, you know, there's always another chance. Sometimes you do have to take time to look within before you start going out and looking for other people, and make sure that you are set in here. Make sure that your heart is atoned and that you have done your soul searching and that you are truly okay with yourself. Sometimes it's okay to be alone for a while and go on that journey alone for a while until you know that you are complete and you're whole before you go out and look for that other person.
You know, that is so easily said because, you know, again, I absolutely believe in that. I absolutely believe in several things, you know, related to what you just said. One is that you can't give away what you don't have. It's something I see a lot of. And if you don't love yourself, then you can't love someone else because there's nothing for you to give away. Two, you know, I also believe that when you are ready, you know, the universe will give you the right partner. But the crazy thing about it is that the people that are most empty is the people that are usually looking for someone to fill them. You said something in the beginning of our conversation about not looking for someone to complete you because you got to be whole. But the people that are, you know, lonely or empty, those are the people that are working the hardest to find someone. And it's never going to last, and it will continue perpetuating that cycle of emptiness because you don't have anything to give. You become needy. You become dependent. And those relationships are not healthy. So that is a good wand. I can see your magic potion working. That will be
good.
So, what was that? Yeah, right. So yeah, so the magic wand would be, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, the fairy tale you talk about where the, you know, the fairy godmother comes in, you know, for, you know, what is it? And she just puts the magic wand and she becomes a beautiful person, and then at 12 o'clock the spell is broken, that kind of thing. So yeah, that is perfect and so very true for anyone that's listening. Yeah, you know, and I have, you know, one of my older coaching clients that came into the coaching because she's tired of being single. She's been single for 9 years. And I keep telling her that you've got to develop positivity. You've got to learn how to be lonely. You have to learn how to love yourself. And she just can't do it. And I see her all the time on Facebook, maybe almost 15 years later. And she's still looking because relationships last just a couple of months. But it's very hard for that person to change that mindset. And that's basically what this show is about, changing the mindset. You've got to make that switch. So I'm sure that, you know, with some of the things that you do in your coaching is to, you know, maybe change the mindset a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Now that I brought that up, how do you help couples change their mindset?
Well, I have a lot of different techniques. Again, it depends on what the person is open to. But we kind of delve as deep as a coach can delve because, you know, as coaches, we're not, you know, psychotherapists or anything like that.
Right.
So we dig as deep as we are able. So it's more of a, what do you need to make yourself happy that does not include another person? That's a big question. So
okay.
You know, I let them think about that. You know, if you need more self-confidence or if you need to love yourself, well, the next question is, what do we need to do to make that happen? Again, by yourself, this, you know, isn't something that you would run out and find someone else to do for you or anything like that. This is something that you have to put the work in on your own. And then a lot of people that are looking for, and I also say, describe your ideal mate. And I listen to, is it going to be something physical or is it going to be something they have to have this kind of job and they have to have this kind of car and they have to have, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, my follow-up question is, well, what would you bring to that table as well? Because you can't expect, you know, your ideal person to have these types of things if you cannot, in turn, provide these types of things also. So those are a couple of things that I do with certain different clients to really kind of open their mind up to the possibility that you still have some work to do on you before you went out there and try to find someone else.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Awesome. Excellent. All right. Now, this is a question that I love because it's your question. When you say that relationship is not a three-letter word, what do you mean? I can figure out what the three-letter word is. It's not. So, yeah, I'm very interested in your answer to this. So go ahead.
All right. Well, I mean, we all know what the three-letter word is. We should have at least an idea of what that is. But we live in a time where social media is rampant. There's Netflix and chill. There's, you know, sliding in people's DMs and all the other little terms that the cool kids use. But basically, people are going away from the old ways of actually dating and courting and wooing, as the, you know, my grandparents would say. And they're basically more interested in the physical. It's all about the physical. How does this person look to you physically? You know, their eyes, their muscles, their smile, whatever, you know, are you attracted to them physically? And you don't really have time or you don't take the time to really get to know this person inside. So you link up with this person and, you know, you begin a physical relationship. But when you want something more serious, you realize, hey, this isn't the right person for me. It was all just physical and you wasted your time, you wasted your energy, you wasted who knows what else. Being in a relationship with someone that really doesn't match you. So that's what I mean when I say relationship. A relationship is not a three-letter word. People have to learn to go back to what we used to do, where you delve deeper into someone's And it goes beyond the physical because their looks can fade. You know, anything could happen tomorrow where your looks can fade. So it's important for you to get that. If anything, build a friendship, get a foundation started, something very strong, so that way you have something to build upon in that relationship.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm old-fashioned because I couldn't figure out what the three-letter word is until you just mentioned it. but, you know, it's really interesting that I don't think there's a movie that I have watched that the girl doesn't meet the guy and they hit it off wherever they meet and the next thing is that they're going to the bed the same night. And, you know, Hollywood is the reason for this. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. Yes. I'm telling you, 100% of the movies. I mean, I know that as soon as they make eye contact or he kisses her or the whatever, the next scene is the bedroom scene. It happens all the time. And, you know, I've never been brought up like that. I would never do that. And, but it's... And you're right. That is probably the reason that relationships, you know, 50 to 70% of marriages fail and all that. Because on the other side of that, the research shows that, you know, that all that hot physical stuff fades off within a year. And after that, what have you got left with? You never knew the person. You never built a foundation. You never built a friendship. And you're right. You just ran with the physical. And if you happen to get married, you know, when the physical was so high, you know, we can give the example of Kourtney Kardashian. She got married 9 days after she got married. I mean, she met Lamar, and they were locked up in a hotel room for the 9 days.
Right.
And what? You know, 2 years into it, then she didn't know the person. She didn't know he was on drugs. She didn't know anything about him. And she really, you know, I personally think that she really loved him. But, you know, you might argue, how can you love somebody after meeting them for 9 days? But, you know, so that is perfect. And I am, you know, I didn't come into conversations with any pre-established idea. So that was good. Any follow-up on my response to that?
You mentioned something about the movies, which is a very, very good example. Movies, TV, they're selling that. But they sell it because they know that's what people want to buy.
But oh, really?
The movies, the magazines, all of that are only going to sell to you what they know that you will buy. So if people, you know, like, you change your mindset to, you know, get more into the dating scene, get more into getting to know someone, be friends with your mate first, build a foundation, and then you will see things around that change.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. I mean, even I read the book. It was called In the Rules of Dating, and one of the rules it said that become a girlfriend first before, without even realizing it, because if a guy goes out with you three times or so as a friend, then you already got into the girlfriend mode. And, you know, you start out by having, you know, that three-letter word, then, you know, you're starting off in a totally different way. So, you know, all the olden books, and you're talking about the oldies or whatever. So, yeah, you know, maybe we can, you know, tell our audience that, you know, the good old oldies worked. Right? All right, that was good. I am enjoying our conversation. Awesome.
Good.
All right, the next question I have for you is, why would you say that couples do not proactively seek relationship coaching and wait until there's a problem before they try counseling? So that's a big question because I'm almost sure it happens. You probably, you know, in the olden days, again, we're talking like olden days a lot. In the olden days, before the pastor would marry you, you had to get marriage counseling, right? And he did that for a reason because he also knows that two people are coming together and there are going to be problems unless you work them out before and discuss some of these things or whatever. But in the new age, right, you know, people come to counseling as to say, okay, you want a divorce? Instead of getting divorced, why don't we, you know, go try counseling. Have you found that that is your experience?
Right. Like you were saying, people use counseling and coaching as a last-ditch effort. And usually by the time you get to that stage, it's already too late in a lot of cases. So what I like to use is an analogy where a lot of times you go to a doctor to get a checkup. You don't go to a doctor when you know you have type 4 cancer or, you know, just aggressive something. That's when you decide to go to a doctor. A lot of times you go for a checkup just to see how everything is going. Same thing with coaching. Some people feel that if they go to a coach for a relationship that they are actually admitting that something is wrong. And that's not the case. You can go to a coach just to strengthen what you already have together to make sure that you don't get to the point where you don't want a divorce and now you're seeking a coach or a counselor or something like that. So if anything, it's just a checkup for your relationship. Just, you know, just to make sure that everything is the way it should be, just to strengthen those bonds just a little bit more so that relationship will continue to flourish and continue to grow and you can continue to put the work in as you should grow and change because no one stays the same, even in a relationship.
Yep. Yeah, we all grow. We should. We should grow and evolve as humans, and that's true. The person you married, and that's one of the things, the reason they said that you shouldn't get married before you're 21, because the person that you liked, you know, before you're 21 is not going to be the person you like when you're 40. So, yeah, because your values change, you change as a person, and that is good. I actually never thought of that before when you said that, you know, you go for a checkup every year to see if there's anything wrong or see if there's something you watch. You know, I go and my, you know, the doctor comes back and say, hey, your cholesterol is, you know, heading up. Maybe you might want to, you know, to do some of these things to bring it back down. And that's a perfect analogy. Because, you know, the communication could be slipping. You know, the passion could be slipping. You know, a whole bunch of things happens when you become familiar with each other. And, you know, going to a relationship coach is perfect. Love that. Right. Okay. All right. So anything else you wanted to mention in that before we take our second break?
Now, for the men that are listening that may be not into doctors, you take your car in every 3,000 miles to get an oil change, or you change the oil yourself. Same analogy.
Yeah, all right. Well, are you telling them to change the wife?
No. They're making sure that their car is going to last, so they change the oil. They may have to change their perspective to make sure the relationship lasts.
I love that. All right. Yeah, you're not telling them to change the wife, right?
No, don't change the wife.
All right. Yes. Good. You're right. Because, again, very smart. You know, women go in every year to get their checkup and their pap smear and all that kind of stuff. And normally a man goes in when something's wrong, right? So you're right. Good job to stick that in there. Yeah, because you got to get an oil change and, yeah, tune up and all that stuff. Excellent. All right. So stay tuned. We are going to be back after a word from our sponsors to wrap up our segment and for James to tell us about his book. Stay tuned. Be right back.
How would you like to make $3,000 to $7,000 a month from the comfort of your own home? Well, you can at moneyfromhome.info. At moneyfromhome.info, not only can you make money, you can do it with no cold calling, no personal selling, no rejection, no meetings, and no chasing family and friends. Simply refer prospects to your own website, and they do the rest. Moneyfromhome.info will help you build your business. They offer a proven system that's super simple and extremely effective. Moneyfromhome.info have a unique compensation plan that benefits you, so check it out right now. Moneyfromhome.info and start making money, real money, working from home. Moneyfromhome.info.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and we have been having a very interesting and inspiring conversation from our expert today, Mr. James C. Green, who is a certified love and emotional intelligence coach. And in our second segment, we talked about the most common problems that couples have. It's an oldie, and it's still true today, and that is in trust and communication. And we also touched on how you have to, you know, be complete before you get someone else to complete you. We didn't say it that way, but, you know, that's really what it comes down to, that if you keep going out trying to fill the void that you feel inside and trying to fill it with somebody externally, it is never going to work. You always have to love yourself and know that you're worthy of love and, you know, truly okay with yourself in order for you to have a healthy relationship with someone else. And then we ended the segment talking about, you know, the answer to the relationship problem is not in the three-letter word, the physical word, that you have to learn to be a friend and to learn to build and do the courting thing. Yeah, courting is so nice. I mean, I've been through a couple of them myself. There's nothing better than having somebody come to your door with flowers and take you out to dinner and wine and dine you. You know, there was even a movie about it. In fact, that movie had it for 90 days before you get the cookie. That was, I'm not sure who made that movie, but that is the mindset we need to change. Right, James?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so that's perfect. So now, as we, you know, end our segment, even though it was, you know, wonderful and lovely and we all like this conversation, you know, we do have a limited amount of time. So what are some of the parting words that you want to give to our listeners regarding your coaching practice and what you find that works, and also segment into telling us about your book, and, you know, how you can be reached for coaching?
All right. As far as just parting words, the biggest thing would be don't rush things. You know, take a step back for once in a while. Even if you find the man or woman of your dreams, you think he or she has everything that you hoped and desired, sometimes you still have to take a step back and really make sure that that person is the right one for you. And, you know, probe them a little bit more. Ask them some questions. Let them know your relationship doesn't matter. And I tell my clients this all the time. Before you get into a relationship, you need to have well-defined relationship do's and don'ts, the things that you cannot live without in a relationship. And the other person says the same thing. And when you guys come together and have the conversation, if all is well, then that lets you know that this person might be the one for you. But if, you know, your list does not vibe with theirs, then maybe you might need to give this a second thought. But my book is called Love You, Kate, Your Life, and Love You, Kate is actually my brand. It's basically just a mashup of educate and love. So I want to educate people about love. And the book basically is kind of a guide, if you will. I use some pop humor, you know, references and pop culture references, rather, some movie references. Just I make it kind of fun. I know people don't want to read 60-some pages where you feel like some stuffy old professor is lecturing you or boring you to death. So I try to make it really fun, very relatable. And basically, the biggest thing in the book is teaching you how to love yourself, because it always starts there, is you loving yourself. That's the most important takeaway in that book, is for you to love yourself. But my website is going through some rebranding at the time, so I can be reached at loveyoukate.com. Just excuse the mess for the state. I'm just kind of doing some rearranging there. But I can also be reached on Facebook, and it's just facebook.com/lovecoachjames, all one word. You can send me a message on there. I have tons of inspirational pictures, videos, all types of things on there for you. And I look forward to hearing from anyone that needs assistance, has a question, or anything like that.
Awesome. Now, The Love You, Kate. Spell that out, because I think you're using the word, the letter instead of the word. So spell that out for our listeners, please.
Sure. It's LOVEUCATE.
Yes. Awesome. That's what I thought. So, yeah, because people are going to be looking for you by spelling it out, Y-O-U. All right. So that is perfect. I like that. Don't rush things. Have well-defined goals. Love yourself first. It's the golden rule. It's definitely the golden rule. Just want to thank you, James, for sharing your knowledge, talking about a very important subject, because I'll tell you that 85% of people in this world could be happier if they have healthier relationships. So it's a subject that, you know, needs some work. It is. And I love the idea of, you know, having a coach to, do your annual checkup on your relationship. Read a book that would encourage you. That's why James wrote the book, Love You, Kate. So that you can maybe, you know, if you don't even go to a coach, you should always be reading or learning or growing or something in order to, you know, make your relationship healthy. You know, my pastor always says, you know, nobody is perfect. You can't have a perfect relationship, but you can have a healthy one. And a healthy one is definitely begins with trust and communication. You can't have a healthy relationship if you don't have those two things. So I love that. You hit the nail right on the head with that. So, you know, I'm grateful that you took the time out, and I want to thank you for, you know, taking the time out to impart your knowledge and inspire us and encourage, some of the people that might not have a healthy relationship, might not love themselves, to know that, you know, it can happen, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, all right. So as, as we wrap up again, I wanted to thank, you for tuning in to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. Thank you for listening to me on the radio every Wednesday between the hours of 5 and 6. I also encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because I know it's not going to be always easy for you to get to the hour 5 to 6. And, every week I bring you inspirational messages from, you know, coaches like James that can impart something into your spirit in order to help you grow and improve. Every once in a while I also do a coaching segment on the program where, you know, I teach you something that can improve your life, on a broad scale. So be sure to, subscribe to the podcast, and please, I would love for you to, in addition to subscribing, to rate and review it, so that I would be encouraged to continue bringing you these inspirational messages. If you are on iTunes, then you can, an Apple product, then you can, look for the podcast. It's called The Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna. And if you don't have iTunes, then you can, pick up the link to the podcast, because it goes out to all the other, podcasts on the Android phones. And you can pick it up from my blog, which is blog.myhelps.us. And there is going to be a link there. So, that's basically all I have for you. Again, James, it was a pleasure, and maybe we'll have you back again.
I would love that. Thank you.
All right, James. So to my listeners, namaste.